Khalid Sheikh Mohammed says he was the foreign operations chief for Osama bin Laden and claims a key role, if not the leading one, in some 31 alleged plots around the world and spanning a decade. But some experts believe that while Mohammed was indeed a key al-Qaeda figure, they also say some of his claims are open to question and that he may be inflating his importance in some areas. In 2005, the commission that investigated the September 11th attacks noted Mohammed's sometimes extravagant ambitions and said that he liked to cast himself as a super-terrorist. Former FBI agent Jack Clunan, who was on the Osama bin Laden counter-terrorist team in New York, says Mohammed has what he terms an enormous ego. He also notes that the transcript of the March 10th military tribunal hearing has no details of any of the alleged plots.
Well, one of the things that strikes out at me of the 31 operations that he is laying credit for to himself, is the lack of specificity. Some of the ones obviously are well known, obviously the attacks on the Trade Center, both in 93 and 2001. But some of the other things that he's alluding to really lack a lot of specificity. Now, there may be more information that was provided either to the CIA or, in fact, to the military interrogators, and I hope that information was disseminated.
Other counterterrorism experts, however, are not troubled by the fact that many of the plots Mohammed alludes to never actually occurred. Former CIA officer Michael Scheuer, who headed the agency's hunt for bin Laden, says al-Qaeda was engaging in contingency planning. He adds that while Khalid Sheikh Mohammed may have embellished somewhat, even the potential planning he outlines is a chilling indicator of al-Qaeda's danger.
I think you come away from KSM's testimony, even if you accept maybe a quarter of it being embroidery or swagger, with a very clear view of a very potent, very intelligent, very innovative enemy.
Mohammed was captured in March 2003 in Rawalpindi, Pakistan, near the capital city of Islamabad. As one of the so-called high-value terrorist detainees, he was held in a network of CIA secret prisons in various countries until his transfer to Guantanamo Bay last year. On March 10th, he was given what the Pentagon calls a combatant status review hearing to determine if he is to be released or detained indefinitely. The hearing was closed to the media. Mohammed himself claims to have been tortured in his CIA interrogations, but the hearing transcript that was released edited out any further comment from him in that regard. Tom Parker, a former British counterterrorism officer, says Mohammed's claims of his terrorist leader status could be true, but he says what kind of treatment Khalid Sheikh Mohammed received could have affected his testimony.
We don't know what he's been through in the last 3 years, but if he has been subjected to highly coercive interrogation techniques, he could be a broken man. At this point, he may be entirely prepared to confess to kidnapping Elvis. We just don't know.
Former CIA officer Michael Scheuer says that while Mohammed could have been mistreated, he also knows that the issue of U.S. interrogation methods has been the subject of intense political debate.
He is an informed observer of the propaganda and public diplomacy aspects of the war between the United States and al-Qaeda and its allies, and he has exploited that with a combination of truthfulness in terms of many of the attacks we know he was involved in that he claimed, and in terms of a really acute eye for exacerbating problems of the American government in handling people that they capture.
Analysts say that because 4 years has elapsed since Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's capture, any further information gleaned from interrogation would be outdated and of little use now. Gary Thomas, VOA News, Washington.